Mimi Sheridan is the terror of the New York restaurant establishment. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Sheridan's exacting restaurant reviews appear every Friday in the New York Times. She has consolidated those reviews into a single volume called The New York Times Guide to New York Restaurants. A positive review from Sheridan can produce a stampede of customers. A bad one can mean rows of empty tables. And if Sheridan is identified while dining in a restaurant, it could mean one of two things. She gets fawning attention, or she is asked to leave.
I've been around a long time now doing this, and I know people, obviously. And diners in restaurants recognize me and point me out. And then if I'm recognized in a restaurant, all the waiters there will know me. And then waiters get jobs in other restaurants, so they know me. So in 7 years, it has now gotten to be easily a third of the restaurants.
Even though Sheridan often disguises herself in wigs and glasses, her husband is sometimes recognized. As a result, she goes to great lengths to hide her presence, usually by dining with ordinary folks who are not known.
They arrive first to get the table, especially if it's a place where I think I will be recognized. So at least I know what kind of table ordinary people get and how they will be treated, and I do not let them change the table. Unless it's agonizingly uncomfortable for my guests, and I have already measured the tone of the service to unknown people, I do not let them change the table. I sit at the kitchen door, or I sit at the bathroom door, or whatever.
Some restaurateurs are eager for Sheridan's presence.
Some have even sent me food. Suddenly, in the middle of the day, they think it's lunchtime, and I get a whole sort of TV dinner. I never eat unsolicited food. I'm afraid to.
As glamorous as it seems, eating out 7 nights a week, even with an unlimited expense account, often becomes a crushing bore, especially, says Mimi Sheridan, when she has to go back to the same mediocre restaurant 5 or 6 times just to make sure the place is not worth a star. More with restaurant critic Mimi Sheridan next on BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. Everything in Mimi Sheridan's past led to food. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Sheridan is the author of the New York Times Guide to New York Restaurants. She grew up on Jewish American food in Brooklyn, where her father was in the wholesale food business. A college journalism major, Sheridan gradually shifted to writing about food for 17 Magazine. After a stint with Restaurant Associates as a consultant, she got a plum of an assignment from New York Magazine, writing an article called I Tasted Everything in Bloomingdale's Food Department, which she did. It took 11 months. Mimi Sheridan is a staunch critic of certain practices in restaurants, such as the waiter who calls out the specials of the day.
I have waged a campaign against that. They are always at the high end of the menu, or higher. It is an attempt to steer people away from the menu and to sell the more expensive dishes. The host is embarrassed to ask in front of his guests, well, how much is the crab meat with avocado, and how much is the special Dover sole, and how much is the pasta primavera? The guest is certainly not going to ask.
In fact, she thinks the practice should be made illegal. And Sheridan says that when restaurants are new and are still ironing out the kinks, they should have lower prices. Instead, she says the restaurateurs are greedy.
They want the full money and your understanding. And I don't think they deserve your understanding if they get the full price.
And she is amazed that restaurants often remove uneaten plates of food without asking why.
To me, a really classy place that wants you to come back would take a look and say, you didn't like it, we will take it right off your check, without you having to return it.
For Mimi Sheridan, eating out is a full-time job.
In 1982, we ate home 5 times. Dinner, formal dinner. And then maybe a couple of times one of us was ill and we just stayed home and had scrambled eggs.
Next time you're in a New York City restaurant, look at the table next to you. You could be dining with Mimi Sheridan. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.